Welcome back to Old Cove. I'm Lewis Abernathy, and I'm dead. Who killed me? Well, that's a question I don't even have the answer to. However, since my murder, a lot has been happening in Old Cove. It's a wonder they even find time to think about who took my life from me. Outside Abernathy Manor. Kellen had left his car at the front entrance of the manor for reasons unknown to me. As he walks down the long pathway, gets the sense that someone is following him. He turns around, but no one is there. Only the whistling of the wind against the branches of the trees. He continues walking, and then notices out of the corner of his eye a woman hiding in the bushes.
It would be in your best interest if you come out now and reveal yourself.
It's me, Kellen.
I'm gonna need a little more than it's me. How about a name?
You won't believe me.
How about you let me decide that?
You must keep an open mind.
Who are you? Show yourself now.
Drake Fellows' house in his bedroom. Drake is really starting to get sick of his dead wife's games. Drake paces around his room as Abigail does all she can to taunt him a little bit more.
Do you know what was going through my mind as I was being murdered?
What? You don't want to know, Drake?
You know I don't.
I think I'll tell you anyway. The whole time, I was wishing you had walked through our door and saved me. Up to my last breath, I thought of nothing but you.
Abigail floats up to his face.
And how I would make you suffer as I suffered.
If I could do it over, I would. Every day I'm alive, I regret that day and what happened to you.
Should that make me feel better? If you could have a redo, you would?
What else do you want from me, Abigail?
Find my killer, Drake!
I promise, I will. It's just...
Drake runs to his bed, throws himself on it, and screams into his pillow. At the Abernathy Manor in Sawyer's bedroom, Sawyer lays on his bed, tossing and turning. He's dreaming of the last time he spoke with me, his father. It was right before my death. It seems his conscience is trying to get the best of him. Here's how the dream went.
Dad, we need to talk.
What is it now, Sawyer? I don't have time for your melodrama.
I know you did it.
Your list of my wrongdoing keeps getting longer and longer. So what have I done now?
You thought you'd get away with it. Oh, how you are wrong. I'm going to tell everyone. I'm sure the residents of Old Cove would love to know that you are trafficking drugs into our fine town.
And what proof do you have, son?
All the proof I need. And since I can't prove you're the reason Mother is dead, this will just have to do.
This? Again? Your mother committed suicide. I didn't kill her. Sawyer cocked his head at me. I can tell by the smirk on his face that he thought he knew exactly what he was doing. I poured myself another drink. I was tired of his games. I know how to fix this. You got me. You should be proud of yourself. For once in your life, you did something productive besides waste countless amounts of money on junk. But you're forgetting one thing.
What?
Use your head. I know you're not completely stupid. If you think about it, you'll figure it out. Sawyer stood there with confusion on his face. For God's sake, Sawyer, if I go to prison, you're left with nothing. So, I would be really careful about your next decision. A pretty thing like you wouldn't make a day on the streets.
If I were you, I would watch my back. One day you'll end up with a bullet in you.
Sawyer wakes up dripping in sweat, worrying that he will look guilty of my murder. Could Sawyer know more about my murder than he's letting on? He did arrive right on cue that night. Back outside the Abernathy Manor. The light from the moon shines down on Helen and Elena as they are just starting to dive into the mystery that has haunted my children for years. Virginia Abernathy.
I'm your mother.
That's impossible. My mother is dead. Has been for quite some time.
Elena reveals herself behind the bushes and smiles at Kelly.
I'm not. I'm alive. And I'm back.
This is a sick joke. Did Lawrence put you up to this?
Of course not.
I think I'll call the police, because I know you're not my mother. And by the way, you're trespassing, lady.
Kellen pulls out his phone and starts to dial, but Elena grabs his phone from his hand.
I can prove it.
How can you prove you're my mother?
The locket. The one you gave me right before I left. I haven't taken it off. Not even for a single day since you gave it to me.
Elena grabs the locket around her neck.
So, you're telling me that I'm supposed to believe you because you know about the locket that I gave my mother? Yeah, I don't think so. My father tossed all her belongings. You could have gotten that from anywhere.
Everything I'm telling you is true. Why won't you believe me?
Perhaps it's the fact that it's been over 2 decades and we haven't heard a single word from you. And now, someone murders my father and poof, here you are.
I can explain why I had to leave if you will just let me.
And why would I let you explain if you are Virginia Abernathy?
Because I am your mother. I love you, Kellen.
If you're my mother, that means you faked your death and just left your children behind. Why should we care about anything you have to say?
You're right. You shouldn't. But you will, because you want answers. Only I can answer the questions you have.
You're crazy, lady. You don't even look like my mother.
I can explain everything, Kellen. Please, let me make this right.
Lady grabs Kellen's hand, pulls him closer, and looks into his eyes.
I'll give you 20 minutes, and if I think this is all just bullshit, I am gone.
Thank you. Here is an extra hotel key. Meet me at the Old Cove Inn. I'm staying in room 205.
Elena hurries off. Kellen stands holding the card Elena has given him, bewildered.
There's no way she's my mother. But what if she is telling the truth?
Meanwhile, across town at the Old Cove Inn, a beautiful woman walks inside of the front desk. She resembles Abigail, Drake's dead wife, but this woman is very much alive. No one is at the front desk, so the woman starts to hit the front desk bell.
Hello, is anyone here?
The night manager walks up to the front desk, clearly unhappy about all the noise that's coming from the bell.
The sign next to the bell says you only have to ring it once, but what can I do for you?
Well, I need a room.
Okay, well, I guess then we're both in luck, because I got one left.
I'll take it.
The woman hands the front desk manager her credit card and ID.
So are you just passing through, or what?
Well, I'm actually here to see my brother-in-law. We have some unfinished business to take care of.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoy your stay with us, Miss Collins. Here's your cards and your room key.
Call me Janelle.
Another day has ended in Old Cove. This has been quite an interesting day. I was killed. A woman appeared to my son, claiming to be his mother. Lieutenant Drake Fellows is seeing his dead wife. And now, sister-in-law has arrived into town. Oh, just another day in Old Cove. I might not know who murdered me, but I do know tomorrow's a new day for lies, deception, and death. Our story will continue with the next episode of Tomorrow's a New Day.